Thought I'd lead a guided meditation today. Metta guided meditation. Living with Ajahn Nun for periods of my life, he does emphasize cultivating the four foundations of mindfulness and having the metta bhavana as a support. Because the metta pacifies the aversion and hatred, root kilesa, to a significant degree. If we have a daily metta practice, we find that there's less issues with irritation and anger. And also because metta is very pleasant, the monks who cultivate metta are more likely to be content in the holy life and stay, rather than longing for something outside. People cultivate the capacity to hold goodwill or a pure form of love in their own hearts. There's less longing for things outside. And then with the various irritations that come up in life, if one has cultivated metta, it's much more easy to forgive. Loving kindness sensitizes the mind, and we becoming more sensitive, you can feel that hanging on to anger is painful. Hanging on to grudge is painful. And that the one who hangs on to the grudge or the irritation or the anger is suffering, not the other person, although they're suffering as well in different ways. But if we hold on to our reactions, we're the ones suffering. So it's sometimes called replacement by opposite. So if you've trained, somewhat adept in generating metta citta, the mind's getting a little bit irritated, you can pick up the metta. And in picking up the metta, putting down the unwholesome mind object. Some people have a gift for visualization and others don't. But today I thought I might try to lead a visualization as a support to the metta. So it's the same breath meditation, breathing in, being aware of the breath, nose, chest, abdomen, and breathing out, aware of the breath, abdomen, chest, nose. I'm just doing that for a couple of minutes to prepare the mind for the metta practice. Bringing our awareness inwards, noticing the in and out breathing. And the breath comes in at the nose, passes through the chest and into the abdomen. And the breath leaves the body, abdomen, chest, nose. And trying to be aware of the feelings of the natural breathing, the entire in-breath, beginning, middle, end, and knowing the feelings of the entire out-breath. And knowing the spaces in between. It's good to bring an attitude of caring to the breath. I'm going to be moving into metta, so starting right away with offering the breath an attitude of interest and care. Breathing input, allowing the body and mind to be exactly as it is. Breathing out, Do, aware of the breath, with an attitude of care or tenderness. Caring for the breath, giving interest to noticing those feelings, nose, chest, abdomen, abdomen, chest, nose. So you're not trying to get anything, and you're not trying to judge, analyze, scrutinize. It's just offering a kind, caring interest as you notice the breath coming at the nose, chest and abdomen, and leaving abdomen, chest, nose. I often suggest that the best way to begin the metta bhavana is establishing an attitude of loving acceptance first. So aware of that breath, in breath and out breath, but placing the attention a little more in the heart area. And however today has been, or however the mind is now, just offering acceptance of it as it is, whatever that felt experience, mental feeling there. So just allowing it as it is, no judgment, no trying to get rid of, no pushing away. And we can use words, affirmations, breathing in, I lovingly accept the situation, this mind, this body, as it is right now. And breathing out, putting down judgments. And breathing in, I allow this mind and this body in this moment just as it is. So often the mind is judging others and oneself in various ways, coarse ways, subtle ways. It can feel quite oppressive to the heart. And so loving kindness practice, replacement by opposites, allowing, accepting, embracing, loving friendliness, kindness, goodwill, unconditional love. Breathing in, allowing this body and mind just as it is, accepting. And breathing out and dropping anything that isn't loving kindness. offering a quality of acceptance, and then also relaxing into that attitude of kind acceptance. And now we generate warmth, having established the coolness of loving acceptance. Now we generate warmth of goodwill, that's making a kind wish. And just as we'd make kind wishes for parents or teachers or good friends, we offer that same kind wish. Breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. And breathing in, may I be well, allowing a warm quality of kindness, friendliness to arise in the heart area. And breathing out, may I be happy. May I take care of my life, take care of my body, my mind, along this path to developing insight. And now I'd like to ask you to use the visual capacity of your mind and just imagine a small white lotus, a lotus flower in the heart area, in the very center of the chest. Imagine this white lotus is made of light. And just see that lotus opening. This lotus is just floating there in that space, sustained by goodwill. And try to see it, beautiful, bright, white light, the very center of the heart. If you're very skilled, you can give it lots of petals. If that seems too difficult, just a few petals, 8 petals, a white lotus. Now as you breathe in and make the wish, may I be well, just imagine that golden light radiates from the lotus and surrounds the lotus. Golden light held in the heart. And breathing out, may I be happy. And just do that for a few breaths, visualizing the white lotus, clear, white light, floating in the center of the heart area. And as you breathe in, translucent, bright, gold light radiates from the lotus. Breathing in, may I be well. Just imagine that this is the gold of metta, And as you feel the warmth of goodwill, loving friendliness, unconditional love, seeing it as this light, and just feeling that, allowing it to bless the mind. And breathing in, may I be well, the gold of loving kindness arising and radiating, shining in the heart, surrounding the white lotus. Breathing in, may I be well, golden light, shining, soothing, warm, soft, golden light, dissolving any tension. Soothing any pains like a balm, and just allowing it to shine. Gently, softly, radiantly in the heart. And as you breathe out, may I be happy, just allowing that golden light to shine a little brighter, filling more of that space. Imagine it filling the whole chest area. Breathing in, may I be well, the gold light shines around the lotus. Breathing out, may I be happy, it spreads to fill the whole chest. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And breathing in, maintaining the visualization, aware of the breath, but also aware of this white lotus made of light. And breathing in, may I be well, in the golden light enveloping, shining brightly, the warmth of loving kindness. And breathing out, may I be happy, and then imagine this golden light now feels the entire upper body and the head, the shoulders, the head, the stomach, and remember not to try too hard, it's a subtle activity, it's a wish and a visualization, it's not something difficult. It's simply related to intention and kind wishes. And everybody has the capacity to radiate loving kindness. It's part of being human. So feeling confident and trusting and just allowing the mind's potential to radiate loving kindness, allowing it to shine forth. And breathing in, may I be well. The golden light of loving kindness, suffusing a beautiful white lotus in the center of the heart. And breathing out, may I be happy, and that golden light shines. Shines through the darkness, evaporates the darkness. When the light is there, the darkness is gone, shining in the upper part of the body, enveloping the face, the head, the ears, the shoulders, the chest, the upper arms, the abdomen, and just holding that perception of golden light. It's a golden light that accepts and allows and blesses. It sees potential, nourishes potential. Breathing in, aware of the white lotus, made of light, golden light, radiating. And breathing out, now just allowing the light to shine, enveloping the entire body. Crystal clear, white, lotus, empty yet appearing, like see-through, like a crystal, but white color, in the center of the heart, 8 petals, and just floating, buoyed by the power, nourished by loving kindness. Breathing in, may I be well, golden light shines around, from, through that white lotus, effortlessly, brilliant gold. And breathing out, may I be happy, it shines, embracing your entire body. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Can make certain affirmations. You see this golden light outshining the past. The past is gone. Whatever it was, whatever it's been, it's the past, it's gone. It's golden light shining brighter than the past, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. This golden light radiating from your heart, enveloping your body, your mind, your whole life. Allowing you to leave the past behind, it's gone. And coming more and more into the present moment, seeing its potential, and offering a blessing to that potential, breathing in golden light shining brighter and brighter, the very heart. May I be well, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy, a golden light envelops everything. From the toes to the hair, shining through the pores. Washing away any darkness, darkness disappearing, and breathing in, may I be well, breathing out, may I be happy. Now, having bathed the entire body and mind in the golden light of loving kindness, loving friendliness, loving acceptance, allowing it to come back into the center of the heart area, still very bright, gold, see-through, bright, inexhaustible. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And just holding that golden light around that white lotus in the heart. And breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And now allowing that gold light to re-enter the lotus. And then just seeing the white, pure white, like crystal, see-through white crystal lotus at the heart. And just see that white lotus now radiating white light in the area of the heart. Pure white light in the heart area. Cool, peaceful, pure white light. Soothing the heart and mind. If you train in these kind of visualizations, once you've generated that golden light, you can bring to mind other people, teachers, friends. On the in-breath, you offer loving kindness to oneself, and on the out-breath, radiate that golden light. And you can include groups of people as you train. You can include people that you feel neutral towards, and eventually even people that you find difficult, conventionally speaking. But at first we train until we have skill in really holding that, understanding that in order to have metta for others, we need to have it in our own heart, and then we radiate it outwards. And the practice of loving kindness supports very much the practice of developing insight, because necessarily we have to come up with a lot of challenging mind states, a lot of difficult habits. And so the metta nourishes the effort, refreshes the mind, allows us to start again. Clean things out and start again. And so often we long for blessing from somewhere outside. But if we learn how to generate a sense of blessing from our own extraordinary potential, right there in the very center of consciousness, just setting the intention and sustaining the effort, loving kindness arises. And then you can radiate it, suffuse your whole body and mind. If you do it every day, it becomes easy. It becomes something that you will do every day. It's so pleasant. It's a gift that you give yourself. And as we make these wishes, may I be well, may I be happy, then we finding the resources. Digging down and finding the resources that we do have, if we just dig deep enough, it's all there. underneath the self-limiting beliefs that you don't have to believe. You have the potential to become enlightened. You have the potential to eliminate all delusion. And so we make the wish. When we make that wish, may I be well. May I have the energy, the inspiration, the determination, the courage, the patience to keep going in my practice. And if you have loving kindness for yourself, and if you train in radiating, suffusing, bathing the mind in loving kindness, you can find the courage, the determination, the patience. It's all there. And you might feel at times, I can't do it, it's too hard. And you come back to the metta practice and you really offer that blessing, and you, after a half an hour of metta, it's very obvious, I can do it. I'm going to do it. And we just get on with it. But we get on with it after blessing ourselves, acknowledging our potential, accepting ourselves, conventionally speaking, allowing the mind to be happy, not judged. And then when we do that, we get back to our investigation of not self. And when that's a gift to ourselves, because we understand if we can put down the habitual grasping at the body and the thoughts as being a self, it's a tremendous relief. But we don't kill the self, we don't attack the self, we don't destroy the self. We just see the truth of a body as a body. Thoughts as thoughts, feelings as feelings, and the perception of self falls away because you're not picking it up. And breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. May I have all of the energy, inspiration to continue with my practice. And may I never give up. And you can dedicate that merit from that meditation to all of the yogis in the hall. May we all continue with our practice, having the energy we need, inspiration we need, determination that we need, loving kindness meditation creates a lot of merit. You might notice now if the mind feels much brighter and happier than half an hour ago, that's merit. And then we increase the merit by sharing it. When you share merit, it doesn't decrease, it increases. Sharing the merit of this meditation with everyone in the retreat. And may we all practice consistently, and developing a lot of mindfulness and wisdom.